This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in medicine, we do a lot of psychology. Whether we become psychologists or psychiatrists, in medicine, it is very difficult to avoid the psychology. Because if I want you to get a mammogram, if I want you to get a prostate exam, if I want you to get a colonoscopy, I need to convince you. I need to convince you as to why you need to get this done. One thing I taught medical students and people in media and stuff were like the three E's. Okay, with anything you do, you need to engage, then you need to educate, and you need to enlist. If I don't engage you, if I don't make this a show you don't want to watch, you're not going to watch. You're not going to listen. Once I can get you to focus on me, I can then educate you. I can educate you on cholesterol. I can educate you on healthcare. I can educate you on whatever. And then we would enlist. I would say, so, tune in tomorrow. Or talk to your doctor about why a colonoscopy is good for you. We do this in everything we do, the three E's. But with kids, you know, I don't want to eat my vegetables. All right, how do I engage a kid that doesn't want to eat their vegetables? I'll be like, well, I don't like the taste of vegetables, too. They're kind of ucky, huh? Yeah. Okay, you got that kid to engage. But vegetables have vitamins. You know, we can't replicate these things in your Lucky Charms and some of your other food. And you need vitamins to have good eyesight and health so you don't get sick. Remember when you got sick? That didn't feel good. Some of those vitamins help with that. Ah, and then you enlist. So can you please eat your vegetables? So we do it all the time, the three E's, okay? And so America right now is having a little bit of a problem. Okay, just touch. Tabbing for problem. We have this coronavirus epidemic that has killed globally 174,000 people. In America, I think we're at 43,000 deaths in America. Yet we have this growing anti-sentiment for the lockdown. Now, why? Why with all these deaths and people knowing people who have been affected with coronavirus, why would people want to speed up the lockdown end? Why would people want to possibly risk this whole thing happening again? Because they were never engaged or educated in the first place. If you don't engage and educate, you can't enlist somebody to do something. So we lost engagement when we found out that China was lying. When we found out that a lot of our tests weren't, you know, done properly. Now we're hearing that one of the labs at the CDC was contaminated. We lost engagement when we said, yeah, about 200,000 people are going to die. These are all things that happen. Okay, I'm playing Monday morning quarterback, but these are things that lose people. So then we also have a lot of fake news out there. Whether you're on the right or on the left, there are certain media outlets you don't trust. So when a media outlet says, look, you know, this is kind of coming out of China. This looks big. I think we need to shut down. I think we need to isolate people. Yeah, a lot of people go, wait, really? Yeah, I'm not going to believe you on this one. And then you have people kind of curious as to, well, you know, flu is killing anywhere from, you know, 60,000, anywhere from 20 to 80,000 a year. Where are those numbers? All we're hearing about is coronavirus. Where's the heart attack numbers for February? Where's the flu death numbers for February? So we're losing that engagement. And then once you engage, if you lost engagement, you can't educate. Nobody's going to listen to you. Well, you know, there's a lot of deaths with coronavirus. And you're like, wait a second here. How do I believe you? You need to be a source. You need to be a trusted source for people to believe you. Now, people get engaged, unfortunately, when they see a family member get coronavirus and die. Or they see their family members come home, you know, exhausted from working in the ICU or hospital all day. So we get engaged different ways. But we start to lose engagement, even those believers, when they start to suffer themselves. Okay? When I feel good, I'll listen to you. We'll go out to happy hour. Anything you say, I'd love to listen to you. But if I'm hurting, I don't think I want to hear it. Well, you have millions and millions of Americans hurting. You have millions of Americans now without a job. And some of them are starting to scratch their heads going, okay, now wait a second. I get 46,000 deaths are a lot, and we probably prevented 100 or 200,000. But you have a group of people that need engagement and need education and need convincing as to why this whole poop show had to happen to save X amount of lives. During Vietnam, during, Korea War, I mean, we lost thousands and thousands of people, but did life shut down in America? I know that's not a equal analogy, but this is what people are thinking. And again, like I keep saying, they're also thinking, well, wait a second, if flu kills more, and we got a flu season, another flu season coming up in October, how do we know you're not going to do this to us? So what do Americans need to be engaged? Well, one is they need to know that they're safe. They need to know, one, that they're not only safe from virus, but they're also safe from being lied to. They want to know that they're being safe from their savings not being taken away, or their job not being taken away, or their health care not being taken away. We're losing Americans every day as this prolongs. So we're having less people on board with, okay, you know what, let's just slow down the lockdown so we can make sure we contain this virus. We're getting numbers every day. Now North Korea is saying, oh yeah, we have cases too. You're like, where the hell did that come from? I thought you guys had cases originally, and you said no. So this growing disbelief is preventing people from, you know, believing you the next time around, hence the boy who cried wolf. So as a doctor, I'm a little worried, because in order for good health care to happen, and in order for infectious disease to be controlled, in order for a vaccination program to work, you need everybody on board. But what happened with this virus, as opposed to the flu, is this virus cost people their jobs. This virus has forever now changed the future, where we're being told that this may be the new normal. Don't tell America that this might be the new normal. Nobody wants to live in a world like this. We want to be free. We want to work. We want to have goals. We want to kiss people. We want to hug people. So unless we figure out how to engage people again and get their trust, you're not going to be able to educate them on what's going on, and you're not going to be able to enlist them on what they need to do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. There's a lot of funny memes out there. It's I really love Facebook. I think you guys are hilarious. You really make me laugh. Okay, you know what? Let me just read a couple of things to you. One, I need to find. It was where it said, you know, for years, health officials have been telling us to not eat out and, you know, stay at home and cook. And, you know, here we are with coronavirus, people staying at home and eating and, you know, gaining weight. I mean, it wasn't worded like that. It was worded a little more funny than that. But, you know, these memes are fantastic. You guys definitely keep me going. So, you know, we're gaining weight. We're, you know, oh, I'm sorry, it's pulling up. It's taking forever to pull up. All right. Here's one. Now that bad haircuts, being out of shape, and broke is in, my Tinder should be lighting up. If a woman is upset, hold her, tell her how beautiful she is. If she starts to growl, retreat to a safe distance and throw chocolate at her. Yeah, I hate to say that, but that is the truth. There's facts there. This one I love. The fact that Hooters hasn't launched a home delivery service called Knockers seems like a missed business opportunity to me. Hooters and Knockers. Yeah, people definitely like that one. And then, I'm glad that people can kind of, you know, have some fun, you know, with this, but it's, unfortunately, it's very negative each and every day. We're being told now that more than 8 million restaurant workers have been laid off or furloughed. 4 in 10 restaurants have closed. Sales plummeted by $80 billion in March and April, according to dire figures from the National Restaurant Association. Restaurants have been hardest hit of all businesses since the outbreak began. You know, people think, but wait a second, people are still buying food, there's still curbside takeout. No, these restaurants, they are making just a fraction, if that, because you're not sitting there and ordering drinks, you're not ordering alcohol. Right? A lot of the profits come from alcohol at these restaurants. You're not, you know, tipping as much as you would because you don't have as big a bill, right? You know, I still tip even with curbside takeout and things like that. But it's not like when you sit at a table and you, you know, I'll always throw 20-25%. They're not able to suggestive sell. You're not getting appetizers, things like that. And then, of course, the volume. You know, they're not having people coming in for the dining experience. And a lot of people are cooking. They don't have money. And so, you know, the restaurant business, you know, might not recover that quickly because I think a lot of people aren't going to have a lot of money. Excuse me, once we do reopen. Now, I want to see people, so I would go to a restaurant because I need the social aspect. I cannot wait to see my friends. I cannot wait to see my students. I cannot wait, you know, to go out with my husband for date night. So, I would love, you know, to go out again, but am I going to eat out as often as I did? Oh, hell no. No. You know, because you spend a lot of money. And, you know, once you have it kind of curbside, and I'm like, wait a second, I can still work at home. I can still see patients while I can have my dinner. I cannot leave for 2 hours and, you know, I can save more time. You just start to, you know, change your mind or change your opinion about this. So, you know, Congress right now is, I guess, trying to work on this $240 billion. Well, okay, at first I heard it was a $240 billion recovery fund to businesses, and then it's supposed to be a $450 billion relief package. And 22 million Americans right now are out of work. Now, some people are asking, why not more? It probably is more, but you have some people still getting paid, some people still using their leave. These are numbers based on unemployment, and I'm hearing a lot of people still can't even access unemployment. So my guess is the numbers are, you know, are higher. And keep in mind, a lot of people worked without documentation. So there were a lot of people that were working out there for cash. Right? They're like, you know what, I'll do that, just pay me cash, and so I don't have to report it, you don't have to report it. So there's a lot of jobs out there that were taken care of and done that are being done now. So just expect that 22 million to be a very gross underestimation. So they say a third of all job losses are actually in the restaurant industry because of shelter-in-place orders. 4 in 10 restaurants have closed, while the remaining are grappling to stay afloat with online delivery and takeout orders because those were permitted under shutdown rules. Industry sales plummeted by $30 billion in March when lockdown started. The extra $50 billion expected to be lost in April. By the end of 2020, and based on a gradual reopening of the economy in June, restaurants will have lost a staggering $240 billion. So in addition to that, then you're talking about also paper products. You're talking about detergents. You're talking about food. I mean, everything that they buy goes down as well. It's all a trickle-down effect. Several natural chains, including Shake Shack, Potbelly Sandwiches, Ruth Chris Steakhouse, have been granted loans of $10 million to $20 million from the government. 61% of restaurant owners say federal relief programs, including small business loans, have done little to enable them to keep paying staff amid the crisis. Because, again, I think you only get about 8 weeks' worth. Well, 8 weeks' worth, you know, we're already into week 5 or 6. of this. And then many places are worried about, well, what happens after the shutdown. So if you're struggling and you stayed open, and God bless any company that stayed open. You know, I mean, people are like, oh, you know, they're trying to make money. No. You don't understand. Okay, they are losing money. Anybody that is staying open, with the exception of maybe the grocery stores or Walmart, they are losing money. But they're staying open. Why? Why would a restaurant stay open? Well, one is they want to still be relevant. If you were able to eat Red Robin or Capriati's or IHOP while this was all going on, then you'll hopefully still like that taste. But, you know, being gone from a place for 3 months, out of sight, out of mind. So it allows there to still be marketing. It allows you to still get your appetite whetted, you know. And, again, it allows them to get some revenue. Because when the lockdown is over and it's graduated, they're still going to have losses. So another thing that a lot of business owners are talking about, I'm going to be meeting with a bunch of business owners today after the show, is, well, should we have saved any relief money because things are going to get bad, even worse, the next few months? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know all the rules and stipulations with these, you know, payment protection, you know, acts. From what I understand, you get to choose when your 8 weeks starts. And you hire everybody back, you know, at least 90% back. And then you have to maintain them all until September 30th. So if your payroll costs are expensive and you have this money as relief, but you're still not making any other revenue because only 25% of the loan is allowed to go for rent, allowed to go for supplies, allowed to go for maintenance, insurance, all the other stuff, then you're, you might be in trouble. So the National Restaurant Association is pleading with Congress to create a $240 billion blueprint for recovery plan for the industry in phase four. In a letter addressed to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senator Mitch McConnell, Representative Kevin McCarthy, and Senator Chuck Schumer, the industry is calling for adjustments to the Paycheck Protection Program, including greater flexibility on repayment due to mandated closures and the creation of a tax credit or grant program for restaurants that adhere to safety guidelines that can cut into revenue. So safety guidelines cutting into revenue is now the biggest concern of many of us. Okay, I own two salons. How the hell are we supposed to do social distancing and mask wearing when people have to cut hair? You can't cut around the mask. I mean, everybody's going to have that mask mullet. I don't know. Social distancing measures and guidelines are going to cost businesses millions. It's going to slow things down. They're going to have less people coming into the store. You have a lot of people saying, why not just stay closed until things are back to normal? Do we operate on a loss? Well, what the government's trying to do with this relief package is say, look, you're not going to be operating on a loss because we're going to be, you know, we're going to give you money. Well, that was all fine and dandy until they ran out of money. So now, you know, the Senate's going back and forth on, finalizing the deal on the next infusion of money. Senate Minority Chuck Schumer has been optimistic. But a major issue that has not yet been resolved is whether to create a national testing strategy. Chuck Schumer, Democrat, obviously, suggested on CNN's Newday that negotiators were in agreement on a national testing strategy, but sources said this is still a point of contention in the final round of talks. In the deal, there's $25 billion for testing, with $11 billion given to states. The rest of the money will be given to other entities like federal agencies, etc. See, again, this is why these bills need to be separate. Pass more money for businesses, then you can deal with the issue of the testing. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, confirms a deal is done on a small business aid package.
There is a deal that is done, but we didn't have to be here. We waited 2 weeks ago. We said this money was going to run out.
McCarthy blames Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, for delaying a bill.
Nancy Pelosi has stopped it. Thursday we'll get the new unemployment numbers. That's going to be Pelosi's unemployment. She did not have to do this. This is a program that worked better than any program we've seen.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did actually tell CNN's Anderson Cooper that she did hold up the package because she wanted data on how that money was being spent. A man accused of attacking a full room of people at a Hanukkah celebration with a machete last December in New York has been deemed to be unfit to stand trial for hate crime charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So last night we were told that Kim Jong-un is in grave danger in terms of his health. The 36-year-old North Korean leader, from what we understand, underwent an undisclosed cardiovascular procedure. Now, a South Korean paper reported this. And I apologize, I have to, like, hit the English translation of it. But apparently, he underwent a cardiovascular procedure because of, quote, excessive smoking, obesity, and overwork. Now, again, I'm trying to translate this because it's in South Korean. And I can't read it, but it's translating right now. I know some languages. I'm just not very good at reading Korean. All right, it's being translated now. So, in terms of what happened to him, he smokes, he's overweight, and they say he's overworked. So what cardiac procedure could he have had? Now, again, this is all a theory. You know, and this comes after our hearsay. This also comes after a couple days after we had heard that they were giving public lectures on coronavirus because there were cases in the country. So we're not getting anything out of North Korea. In fact, the only thing we did get told today is that he is back to work. But reports are saying, no, he is in some serious state of health. So according to the Daily NK, which North Korea Now, which I believe comes from South Korea, they say the North Korean leader had recently received a cardiovascular procedure on the 20th. Even in the recovery phase after the procedure, he's receiving medical treatment at a local specialty. Now, again, this is translated, so the English may seem a little off. Now, according to North Korean sources from the South Korea paper, from what I understand, Kim received cardiovascular treatment at Hangsaeng Medical Center, which is a dedicated hospital of the Kim family, located in the Myeongsang district in the North Pyongyang province, and this was back on April 12th. Chairman Kim's cardiovascular procedure was directly conducted by a surgeon in charge of the hospital and doctors in charge of the number one hospital, the Chosun Red Cross Hospital, and the Pyongyang Medical University Hospital, it states. They said most of the medical staff had to return to Pyongyang on the 19th based on a judgment that Kim's condition had improved, but only a few remain and are monitoring. But then we were told that he wasn't doing well. And he had missed his, a celebration on the 15th, which was his grandfather, Kim Il-sung's, birthday commemoration. So he did not attend it, and people were like, okay, something's up with that. So I don't know who would replace him. Again, I have no idea how, you know, what had happened to him. You know, you can have heart disease, you know, in your 30s. He's supposedly 36, although this source says 30 years old. Again, it's the translation that's probably an issue. But, it could also have been maybe he drank energy drinks and had atrial fibrillation, so he had an ablation procedure. We don't know. So, and again, this isn't anything I could personally confirm because I can't really call North Korea and ask, but we will keep you posted on what we hear about his health, assuming we're getting, you know, the straights and skinnies. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ping ponging back and forth is the theory of where coronavirus would have come from. And now the World Health Organization says, nope, not from a lab. It came from animals. So now we're back to the animal theory. Now, listen, I have no doubt the coronavirus might have originated in a bat. I just don't know how convinced I am that 70,000 people during the last week of December ate bat soup. I'm just not convinced that that's what happened. Now, could it have been around since last fall? And by the time we heard about it, 70,000 people had gotten sick? I don't know. But according to this report from CNBC, evidence suggests that coronavirus originated in bats in China in late 2019, and, it was not made in the laboratory. I don't think coronavirus was made in the laboratory. I think it was tinkered with, or it mutated on its own, and then there was like a spill or something. I don't think anybody made this coronavirus. So the comment for the World Health Organization comes days after President Donald Trump of the U.S. was trying to determine whether the virus originated from a lab in Wuhan, China. World Health Organization spokeswoman Fadela Chaib told in a news briefing that all available evidence suggests the virus has an animal origin and is not manipulated or constructed in a lab or somewhere else. It is probable, likely, that the virus is of animal origin. And that certainly, there had certainly been an intermediate animal host before the virus was transmitted to humans. Now, again, for a disease to jump like that, it usually takes some time. It's not hours. So, where are we now with the numbers? So let me just kind of give you guys updates of the numbers. So far, far, globally, we have 2.5 million cases, 174,000 deaths. In America, we're at about 802,000 cases, 43,000 deaths. That's about 132 deaths per population. We currently have 13,951 people in serious critical condition. Spain has 204,000 cases, 21,000 deaths. Italy, 183,000 cases, 24,000 deaths. France, 155,000 cases, 20,000 deaths. Germany, 147,000 cases, 4,900 deaths. So Germany still comes in number five in terms of number of cases, but the UK comes in at number five with the number of deaths. The UK had 17,000 total deaths, 129,000 cases. So the UK has about 255 deaths per 1 million population. Then we kind of look at Turkey, Iran, China. Again, we don't know if the numbers are being reported. We don't, you know. We believe that we could trust Europe's numbers a little bit better than we could trust other countries, but there's no way to say for sure. When you look in the south, like Brazil, 2,500 deaths, 40,000 cases. Now, remember, they're a different hemisphere. So we don't know if that number is going to go up or if that number is going to go down. Sweden, who apparently had, not been as strict with their lockdown measures, they have 15,000 cases, but 1,700 deaths. So their death rate is starting to rise. Again, we don't know why. Israel, 13,000 cases, 181 deaths. I'm frustrated because I think this is easier to figure out than we think, than they're doing. I think this fumbling around is because we're dealing with half of the information. We have a report that now this coronavirus has mutated 30 times. What are we supposed to do with that? Is it going to be then like a cold where we can't really come up with a vaccine for? Or are these 30 variations still vaccinable? We're told it came from a bat. It didn't come from a bat. We're told it's deadlier than flu. Then it's not deadlier than flu. And I get, for America, in America's defense, they got piecemeal information, a lot of it wrong, they were given, and they did the best they could. They did the best they could coming up with tests. They did the best they could, being with both hands tied behind their back trying to make this work. And I think they did a fantastic job. I really do commend everybody in the States for what they were able to do. But when you kind of look at these numbers and you're like, well, who's being honest, who's not? And then when you look at the individual states, California had been, really kind of doing well in terms of only having a few hundred, deaths as opposed to thousands. And then all of a sudden they jumped up to 1,200. Is it because we started to report things differently? Are we all now, is every state reporting on the same page? I hear that they were asked to, but originally they weren't. So New York, with their 19,000 deaths, how many of them were flu? How many of them were heart attacks that coincidentally had coronavirus? Or were all of these coronavirus tested? Now, apparently most of them weren't, or some of them weren't, because there weren't enough tests. So we're still kind of guessing and bumbling around. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the questions I got asked was, how many flu deaths have we had this year? As opposed to last year, as opposed to the year before, what is the number? I don't have the number. We know there is still flu activity. We know it still is being reported. CDC has a flu view that counts the number of pediatric deaths, grown-up deaths. Those cases, the number is not readily apparent. They still have an estimate that this year we're going to be anywhere between 20,000 and 65,000 flu-related deaths. But I do agree that that number would be really, really helpful right about now. I do telemedicine. And I love telemedicine. I love my telemedicine company. It is fantastic. But of the many, many pros that, you know, and good that telemedicine can do in terms of getting people access to doctors, allowing people to not have to get exposed to coronavirus and get medical care, one of the cons or the deficits that unfortunately we have with telemedicine currently that will hopefully get fixed is we're not testing anybody. So when people were calling in December or January more so, say, look, I got fever, I got body aches, I got a cough, I would say, look, you know, I this could be flu, but I'd really like you to get a flu swab while I'm calling you so I don't have to go in. I'm like, yeah, but I'd really like us to know if this is flu or not, because I don't know if you got what's going on in China. There's something weird going on in China, and I don't know if this is that. No, I don't want to go in. I don't want to be around sick people. I got kids. I don't want to, you know, just give me my Tamiflu. So I'd give them their Tamiflu over the phone. We were treating flu over the phone. We did that a lot. We had been giving Tamiflu and treating flu now for the last few years, as long as telemedicine has been around, with the urging that if anything changed, any symptoms worsened, you get your tushy into a medical office. But I would hang up, because again, we had to do a lot of epidemiology in my training. And so I would hang up with the patient going, okay, this isn't right. We need to know if that's flu. Then I would get a patient calling in going, I've been exposed to flu, so I need the preventative Tamiflu. And I go, okay, you know, who had the flu? Was it flu A, flu B? What was it? And they'd say, no. They had called telemedicine, and they were told over the phone they had the flu. I'm like, but I need to know if there's real flu. So you'd have a pregnant woman call up, say, yeah, my husband has the flu, so I need medication. And I go, oh, okay, really? You know, what kind of flu? Well, no, he was diagnosed over the phone. So we have UTIs, we have pink eye, we have all these things being, you know, diagnosed over the phone. And not all telemedicine companies is video call, and not all telemedicine companies yet offer the swab or a means to go and get testing. Some of the telemedicine companies are starting to move towards that, where we could order a test, but then the problem is we have to wait for the person to get the test. We have to then have them, you know, make sure they do it and then call us back. I don't think we could do that yet for flu testing. You know, we could do it maybe for blood tests. So we're... I have all these, you know, hearsay, yeah, I had the flu, and it could have been coronavirus this whole time, or maybe it was flu. So my worry is whatever number we get from the CDC is going to be a very broad estimation. I don't see how they're going to have real numbers, because if somebody's not getting swabbed and then it's not getting documented and then reported to a health department, which kind of hasn't been done also, then we're just guessing. And since this coronavirus outbreak, since all this coronavirus stuff has gone on, we've seen a huge drop in the number of Tamiflu prescriptions written, because I think a lot of doctors are like, okay, this might not be flu, it might be Tamiflu or coronavirus. And we use Tamiflu for flu, we don't use Tamiflu for coronavirus. So it's kind of a cluster. And so what's going to make our decision to not shut down again next year is having accurate numbers of how many coronavirus cases we had versus how many flu versus when somebody died. Was it a flu-related death or a coronavirus-related death? The big problem we have right now is we have all these death numbers. We have all these you know, death tolls and these counts. What, 40,000 to 43,000 cases in America? And the big question I'm getting asked every single day is how many of them are flu-related deaths? Are we going to have these 43,000 plus deaths in addition to the 60,000 flu-related deaths on average? Or is this all blended? We need to know that. I'm afraid that we will not have that answer. Or if there is an answer, it's not going to be accurate. Because on telemedicine, we are not swabbing you for flu. So we don't know. And if hospitals have been overrun and overwhelmed, and they don't have enough flu kits or coronavirus kits, you're not getting those numbers either. We already know that many of these flu-related deaths were in people where it was presumed they must have had coronavirus. So I don't want that blurring of flu-related deaths or coronavirus-related deaths. I need to know, you know, what the difference is. Because there is going to be a demand, mark my words, there are going to be parents that as soon as they hear that we have had pediatric deaths with flu, they're going to want their kids home from school and avoiding other kids. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Flu is scary. And hearing a little kid die of flu is scary. But we need the numbers. And we're not getting it. Now, making matters a little bit worse, we're hearing that once you have coronavirus, we're now switching from flu to coronavirus. Once you have coronavirus, well, originally we were told you're done. You're probably good. And they were like, no. You may have a reactivation. The virus might come back. And it kind of seemed a little similar to Ebola in terms of with some of these Ebola patients, you would hear they would come back in the eye. Or it could be in, you know, semen. Zika virus could hang out in semen. So you're like, okay, well, wait a second, which means you could then transmit it for months, maybe even years later. Well, now we're being told that the virus can hang out in a man's testicles, in the testes, and it can hang out in somebody's eye. So there was a case of a woman in China where her pink eye, which we've been getting a lot of on telemedicine, wasn't necessarily pink eye. It was a reactivation of her coronavirus. We have another case study where they believe that the reason why men get hit harder with coronavirus than women is because the virus hides out in the testes. Now, I if I was a virus, I really wouldn't hang out in a testicle. I think the testicles are kind of, you know, in a bad place. I think they get squashed on horses. They get squashed on bikes. I don't know how guys do it. But if I was a virus, I wouldn't want to go to the testicle. But think about it. The testicles are cooler. It's the coolest part of the man's body. Not like cool, but it has a cooler temperature because it's not up inside the body. And the virus doesn't like heat. So maybe that makes sense. And if men can hold more of the virus in their testicles than they found, you know, with women and ovaries, in the same family, a woman got rid of the virus faster than a man. Could have been her hormones, could have been X chromosome, might have more immune genes, but they think it might be that the virus and the ACE2 expression, which kind of needs to be hooked on for the virus to be able to get into the cell and infect, was much highly expressed in the testicles. So the testicles may be the Achilles heel of a male. Who knew, right? And the guys are like, yeah, you know, it's been our Achilles heel a long time. You know, I have never done that. I have never kicked a guy in the, I did once. Never mind. Yeah, that's not good. I'm not proud of it. Poor guys. We women really, really love guys and their, you know, their franks and beans. We really, really respect it. So we don't want to hurt it. You know? So just like with a guy. When a guy's trying to attack a woman, he really won't go after the breasts. Because they're like, nope. You know, those are off the limits. We like those. They'll rip their hair, but they won't go after the breasts. So, all right, let's move on. So my concern, and we're coming up on break right now, is we should be asking for a few things right now. I know we got a lot of requests here with lockdowns and things like that. We need to request some accurate numbers about flu and find out how, through some telemedicine way of doing medicine, we could still be able to get the numbers of these cases. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.